phone is not dead.
Come on, lady, please, come on.
She's just...
This is the last hope we have.
You know what it is? She's scared of the white lady. That's what it is.
I would be, too. Look at how you look, come on.
That's true, I am a mean woman. But I'm kind of impressed that somebody like Lady Reptastic would be afraid of my Lady Reptastic. Should we can always call Gladys Knight's Chicken and Biscuit again. Even though it's too late. Okay, it's ringing, hopefully. Answer
the
phone.
Hello, this is Mark Baratelli.
Oh, fuck.
Record your message.
Oops. I dialed the wrong number. Oh, and then I hung up on Cheryl. Oops. She is drunk. I must have called the wrong number. Cheryl gave me the wrong number. Oh, God, Cheryl.
Hi, you've reached Cheryl Murkowski. I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave me a nice message, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Have a blessed day, honey.
Right. God bless the day. I'll get one of them, too. Oh, fuck. Ah, the joys of live.
Yes.
Cheryl, you gave me the wrong number. Somebody named Mark with some sort of Italian name answered.
Come on.
And then I called your Skype and it told me to have a blessed day.
Did you like my Skype message?
Yes.
Not the best. That's for if I'm doing phone calls and the Christians
I told you my
back.
Hold on. I told you my Skype. I just sent you an instant message on this fucking... Ugh. Lordy, lordy.
Jesus Christ.
There's something I want to say, but I can't because
it's...
It's
racist.
Yeah. Hold on. Dead air. Please talk, Cheryl. I'm typing.
Kitty, right? Oh, my God. Let me see if I got her Skype. I don't use Skype either because I'm black. Black.
Cheryl.
My name's Cheryl.
Wanda's told me she's... Wanda Wisdom's... offline, she sent you an instant message on this chat room. Did you see it? Not on Skype, on the Ustream chat.
Wanda says, Lady Reptastic, please pretend you're not black for just a few moments.
Yeah. I think what she means is maybe then you could figure it out.
Let's see if she's on here. I don't see her online.
Up in here. Do you think she's over at Ms. Winner's? Chicken and Biscuit?
She could be. Let's see.
The person that sent that thing was Jamie Gardnerilla, but I can't find the fucking Craigslist ad she sent me.
Is it the I make one lady?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm asking her which one she's on. Because the Skype I have for her...
You talk to her all the time. Why can't you get a hold of the thing?
I don't talk to her on the Skype. We're very low tech.
You talk on the cell phone that you just didn't give me? The wrong number?
Neighbor.
What'd you call her? Be careful.
What?
Stop that,
Matt,
Cheryl.
Listen. I do not. I'm not like you.
I am not like me either, so shut up.
I'm a very proper woman. And, niggers.
Owner of three-fourths of a lung. Blah, blah, blah.
My niggers, niggers.
I don't want any candy. Where is Lady?
I don't got any warts on me.
The lady is gone. She don't want to be on the show. She hates me. I don't blame her. I would hate me, too, if I wasn't me. Oh, she's getting the headphone, she says. You know, we've been doing this show for 2 fucking hours. You could have fucking hurry. Jesus Christ. Getting headphones.
Honey, I took my medicine. about 3 hours ago.
Like I can't fucking tell.
You can't tell?
No, I can't.
I think it makes me better. I think you realize when I did that Oprah story.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably about time for a pee-pee story, a poop and panty.
The moon.
It's howdy pee-pee time. All right, Lady Rocktastic, I'm giving you exactly until 12:35 my time. And then I'm ending the show because I can't say I've been doing the show for 2 hours.
Why is Lady robbing her neighbor for headphones? You're making her commit crimes.
You have to watch this show, the vampire show, True. Oh my God! No. Hold on. I make pot. Okay.
I told.
Hold on, Lady Reptastic.
Hello.
Oh goody! Now hold on a second, because in order to group to get you on here with Cheryl, I need to add you to my contact list, so don't hang up. I'm putting you on hold.
All right.
Thanks. Okay. Cheryl?
Yes?
I got her on the other line. Now I have to figure out how to get the both of you together. I have to add her as a contact. Okay.
Oh, that's so hard.
It is hard for when you're, you know what I mean, B, letter B. Okay, hold on. I make... I guess she doesn't want it public, even though it's fine to give her phone number out or something. Okay, let's see. One sex cunt. Okay, now I added that.
Okay. How about Miss Jackie?
How about Ms. Winters?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to hang up on you, Cheryl, and then we're going to add you to the conversation. That'll be
great.
Easier. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, now I'm going to add Cheryl. This is very complicated. Hang on 1 second. How are you doing? Are you very drunk tonight?
You know, yes.
What happened to you? Did you?
My Nick. I just got back from the club. My underwear is hanging on the hanger. It's good to see you, please.
Are you, were you at the, what do they call that, a hoot nanny?
Yes, it's something like that. It's a lot of black people in a room.
Now, I saw the color purple, Lady Reptastic. Did anybody come up and say to you, Lady Reptastic, you show is ugly? Did anybody?
Oh, you know, that happens every night, and that's why I learned taekwondo.
Do you know how to sing that song from Colored People? What is it called?
Can't sleep at night. And you wonder why maybe God here all around her and her there.
Wow.
Now, lady, I have two questions for you.
Cheryl has some questions for you, Lady Reptastic.
Cheryl, please give me your questions. I'm sure they are intelligent and not dirty.
This is the advice, Simon. Remember, this is live and not... We can't edit this, so please don't say racist things, Cheryl.
Okay. Now, these are not questions that I came up with.
Oh, are these from Wanda Wisdom?
Yes, Wanda Wisdom.
Okay, she's a filthy racist.
Can I ask you a question? I hear four people talking at once. Why do I hear everybody overlapping themselves?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I hear you say something, and then you
because
hear,
you
hear,
need to turn off the live stream when you were recording.
Oh, how do you do that?
Press the mute. Click the little mute button. It's right next to the menu button.
Cheryl.
Oh, look at you. You're sorry. Oh, no. Hello.
Cheryl, what was it that Wanda said to say to Lady Reptastic?
Question number one. Do you wear those T-shirts that have a picture of Martin Luther King Jr. and Obama next to each other with some sort of message of change? I've seen a lot of blacks wearing those.
I have the one that has one half of the face is Martin Luther King Sr. and the other one is Obama bin Laden, but it's the same face. You know, half the face is one black man and half the face is...
What do you mean Obama bin Laden? That's not his name.
The President of the United States of the world.
No, but it's Osama bin Laden. No,
Osama bin Laden, yes.
No, but that's not the president. That's the bad man that blew up the Trade Center. You're talking about, what's his name, Cheryl?
Osaka bin Obama.
No, Barack Obama is his name.
I don't know, whatever. He's black. Well, he's half black. He's half white. Basically, he's, you know, like half a woman, half a man. He's hermaphroditic, basically.
I think it's so silly. You know, they make such a big deal. He's the first black president. But, you know, he could have just as easily come out of the vagina white. So what's the big deal that he's black? It's just like
he ain't black. I mean, half black don't make you black. Half black make you who? Half black, please.
What would you say, Lady Raptastic, would make you, like, for example, what makes you black? Is it the fact that you like watermelon, or the fact that you're obese? Is it the fact that you are a caricature of yourself?
Man.
That you're like that Lady Mammy on Gone with the Wind? What is it specifically that makes you black, Lady, if I can be so bold?
I'm so glad that I plugged these headphones in so that you can make an asshole out of me. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
No, I'm just asking a question. Simple.
What makes me black is that God chose my mother to be black and my father to be black, and that's how I'm black. I mean, what kind of question is that?
So in other words, if your parents are both outwardly black, you're black. But if your mother is black and your father's white or whatever, then you're not black?
Then you are Obama bin Laden.
New
moon
latte.
Okay. So it's not about how you talk or what you eat. It's just your race. How dark you are.
Yeah, no shit.
That's
question
racist.
Question number two. Chicken and waffles or chicken and biscuit?
Did you call me a coon? I did not call you a coon.
You called me a coon. I heard the word coon.
No, Cheryl said I have a question.
No. You called her that.
I did not call her a coon.
What you did. You said knickers. You said knickers like old people will say. They'll call their pants knickers.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Yes. Where are you getting this?
Question number two.
God, I'm just a simple lesbian with food allergies.
Question number two.
Cheryl, can we just have a conversation? Or do we have to play 20 questions? I mean, come
on. I was given these questions by an audience member.
Oh, and I can't imagine which racist person from Atlanta that could be.
I don't know.
Maybe Jamie, perhaps? I swear his father was like Scarlett O'Hara or something. He's so fucking racist.
Chicken and waffles or chicken and biscuit?
Chicken and biscuit. Everybody knows that. Only Gladys Knight likes chicken and waffle.
Is Gladys Knight still alive?
Yes, she caters parties, and she, and if you have a party, she wants to come. She wants to come, Lady Raptastic.
Lady Raptastic was not able to download her last Grum because it was 119 megabytes.
What is the and my fucking dream host is so fucked up, it takes 2 hours to download it.
Thank you. That's what I would say. It takes like an hour and a half to get that shit out. Fuck that.
It's that fucking dream host. They hate me. But I don't care because I hate podcasting. Go ahead.
All you have to do is ask them to move you to a new server, Mary. Anyways.
Whatever.
That's all you have to do. It's so simple.
Look at the doggies.
How do black people decide which white people they want to kill versus which ones they just rape with their Sambo penises?
Oh, God. What the fuck is that? That is not a question.
That was a question.
I mean, that's not even creative.
That's a different listen turn.
That ain't even creative. How can you lay on your bed with your poop color sheets and feel as though it's okay? I mean, at least I would make my bed.
This is my dog.
That's a pillow.
This is my dog.
Let's see the Red Rocket.
He's asleep. I ain't going to take his dick out.
Okay. Now, lady, please define nades.
Ain't that how you say honey or something?
See, I told
you.
Yeah,
yes.
I told you.
Wanda Wisdom, she submitted the definition to the Urban Dictionary, and she said it meant N-word AIDS, which is not correct. You know? It don't make no sense. No.
I don't get N-word A's. I don't.
Yes.
Well, I think you should send hate mail. Start maybe a boycott of that Wand of Wisdom.
Wand of Wisdom 11, amazing. Okay. Is your fridge stocked full of Colt 45 and buttermilk?
Buttermilk?
I don't know. That's what somebody wanted to know.
My refrigerator is stocked full of Oreo cookies, packages of pre-sliced meat products, and eggs.
What are Oreos in the fridge? Why Oreos in the fridge?
To keep the roaches out.
Has anyone ever mistaken you for someone else and called you Yetta?
Yes, that's happened several times. I get mistaken for a lot of people, and I just turn around and I say, "No, that ain't me. I'm Lady Reptasty. Have a wonderful day."
Do you give yourself self breast examinations?
Yes, I do. You got to check.
I thought that your boobs were too big for you to examine them yourself.
No, it takes three people. But I got neighbors. You know, we have a little boob examination party where we go and look at each other's boobs and see, oh, we ain't got cancer. Let's go have a drink.
Do you wreck your legs like Wanda Wisdom and then eat chicken boobies?
Wreck my legs? I don't understand. How can you be on the internet for 2 hours? Have you been doing this for 2 hours?
More than that, yes. Lady R. Aura.
Lady
Aura.
Lady, these parties you're describing where these big black women are examining each other's breasts. Now, what I want to know is, when somebody finds a lump in their breast, what happens to the party? Do they continue partying? Or, I don't know, go to the doctor together? Did that happen to you?
You know, if we find a lump, we cut it out. I got a pair of scissors. You ever see them scissors that you cut at that chicken breast?
The huge ones.
Huge ones, just sure. I cut the breast, removed the lump, cut it out, throw it in the garbage can, sew her ass back up, and we go to the club, please. Cancer.
Cancer. What do you do with the lump?
Throw it in the garbage.
What if the dog eats it?
I ain't got no dog. Black people don't got no dogs. The only dogs
they have Rottweilers and pit bulls.
Yes, the only dogs the black people got are the ones where you pay $20 and you watch them kill each other. But you know, there's only one of them in every neighborhood. Please.
You should meet my friend Bonquisha McJackson.
No, she's not good. Now the point is, I'm not going to ask you this question because it includes the word tar babies, and I'm not going to ask you that.
Well, you already asked it. What is the question, Cheryl? Use a different word instead of that.
How many dark babies does Lady Reptastic have, and how many did she give up for adoption when she was 12 years old?
Cheryl, what does pump and dump mean? Pump and jump mean?
Pump.
I think it's pump and dump, not jump.
I believe
it's pump and jump.
When one turned wisdom is going to the gym to
wreck her legs.
Point of exercise, yes. She often says she's pumping and dumping. I don't know. Now, maybe.
Are
you talking at me?
Where you been?
You know, I've been around. I took a cruise to the Mediterranean with a friend of mine. And I was there
How can you afford that? Do you have a gerb?
No, I mean, not this mess.
Are you on welfare?
No, I'm on unemployment, though.
Me too.
It's lovely.
Do you get government cheese?
You know that's a myth. They ain't got no government cheese.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Who, please show me the piece of cheese that you see up in your face, this government.
I don't get it, but my, my, no, 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 no. My grandmother used to give me government cheese. She lived in an old person's home, and they would give her these giant bricks of cheese, solid cheese, like American cheese, but not sliced. And it just said cheese. It come in a big truck.
I do get pig assholes.
No, don't pretend that truck doesn't drive up to your project and drop off cheese once a month, because we ain't going to believe it. You know there's that big truck. Alexis Tyler talked about it. She said, you know that big government cheese in the projects, the big truck be coming on up and giving government cheese.
I ain't never seen no goddamn government.
You don't watch the show The Wire? They have government cheese.
I don't have TV, please. I mean, not this month.
You just did you push your TV out of your window to land on one of the police officers that was coming to arrest you for shooting crack?
No, there was a kitten that was meowing one night, and I threw it out the window to fall on the cat, and it worked, and I was able to go to bed.
What were you watching?
Laverne and Shirley.
That's cool.
I have not been able to transition to the digital TV. I just can't figure it out. I feel like one of those old people in those TV commercials.
How is that relevant?
I don't know. You said TV.
Do you ride that bike every day?
Excuse me?
No. I have another bike that I ride every day, but it's outside locked up.
Why do you own two bikes?
She's white.
This you just got so much money to burn that I'm going to have a bike for the bedroom and a bike for the road.
Well, this bike, lady, is long distance. It's more for when I was into long distance cycling and if I have to go someplace far because it's a lightweight bike. Wouldn't do you much good because you're clinically obese. But
Do it hurt? Wait, when you get on that bike, when you get on your bedroom bike, do it hurt your back because you have to bend over 90 degrees? Do it hurt your back?
No, it doesn't, but it hurts my vagina because I get yeast infections and a lot of chafing.
Yeah, but you get that whether you ride a bike or not.
How do you know what I get between my legs?
Because you run a podcast, and every other day you say, I got yeast, I got AIDS, I got infection, you know. I listen to your show whenever I can download the 600 gigabyte shows.
I know, it's really terrible that DreamHost is doing to me. I don't know why. I can't even
listen to it. Why, they're making your files huge?
You're a cunt, Cheryl. That's what I hate. It's only recently, they told me I have to go to some frequently asked questions and,
God forbid you fix something that's wrong with your goddamn website and it takes 2 seconds to do that. Meanwhile, you're making Coco Chanel porn and writing copy for some the back of the DVD.
Don't tell Lady Reptastic what I'm doing.
She wouldn't approve.
That's very sly. Don't tell Lady Reptastic. She's sitting on her asshole on your headphones. What do you mean, don't tell Lady Reptastic?
I'm just saying that she may or may not be volunteering to help some African American man.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Do you know what thug porn is? Lady.
What? I know what a thug is.
Have you heard of thug porn?
No.
If you go to cocodorm.com, you'll see. But it's COCO.
I'll go there now.
Or you can go to thugboy.com, too.
Is this some kind of gay shit?
Well, they are black.
Nice teams. The I'm only live black and Latino dorm. My God, they dicks is small. Take the tour. Ooh, let's tour Coco dorm. What is that asshole? Breon Diamond and Jim Elliot.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it, Cheryl?
That sounds like porn.
Shit, nigga. Fuck, nigga.
Okay, Cheryl. Fuck. Hold on, let me find the clip.
Can you find the clip of the iFinicom?
Yes. No. The finna, I don't have the iFinna. Oh, why do you always get it wrong? It's iFinna nut.
iFinna nut. Oh, yes.
Do you find that men say that when they are about to have the ejaculations, lady? I finna nut. Do you say finna or I am going to in your sentence?
They usually have something over my face, so I can't really hear what they're saying.
Hang on. I'm trying to use Google Translate to translate these Ebonics you're speaking. Let's see.
Reverse translate.
Right. Is this it? Let me see. Okay, I have to put the echo thingy on. It's going to be a little horrible for a change. God. Okay, how doing? Let's see. I think this is from the...
Somebody's asking us to speak American.
The market? What about Halloween?
Yeah, you can go trick-or-treating.
Not that bad.
With at Easter than on Halloween?
Lots of my mom and dad's and...
Sorry, I thought that was it. What was the name of the file, Cheryl? The one that you just played?
What's it was called 15-161 space face plus smooth underscore 1-2 dot.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh. Face smooth, smooth.
God damn it.
Smooth. Smooth.
Yeah.
Lady's gonna do a new program someday, maybe.
Lady sings the blues. How are you doing?
Don't know why there are no stars up in the sky.
God.
No weather.
Where is this goddamn thing that I sent Cheryl? God fucking damn it. Hold you in.
You want a link, honey? I've got a link for you.
Yes, that would be fine.
Link polls, link polls.
Link polls, link polls, link polls.
Told you one. I thought I had it.
Why do you have a link? Did you post it somewhere? I hope not.
No, I can put it in my Dropbox for you.
Oh, the Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think...
Face smooth, Nate. Face smooth.
I can't find it.
Face smooth.
Stay smooth.
Smooth flache.
Dache?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Here, No, that's not it. That's the hot ad from Facebook. Discreet sitting pain, a relief with sit relief shorts. Lipoware.com. That's not it.
I just sent it in a little tab.
In what program? What program?
Check room.
Oh, good Lord.
Breon Spence and D-Sax get their ready to grill.
What are you saying?
Breon throws in his face down the bed.
Shit, nigga. Fuck.
Come on, nigga. Come on, dog. Take this dick, nigga. I'm just scared. Come on, nigga. Come on, dog. Put them knees on, nigga. So that shit going inside of you, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Fuck.
Put them knees down. So that shit going inside of you, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Fuck.
Lady Raptastic.
What?
Why do black people call each other the N-word so much, but we're not allowed to say it?
Because we're black.
I don't get it. I mean, the way those people are talking to each other, it's like they mean
because,
it.
Because the way I say the N-word to another N-word person is different from the way you would say it.
Yeah, well, the way blacks say it to each other, it's much
N-word,
worse.
N-word, put down that box of Pampers and come check me out at the grocery store. I would say, hello, N-word, what's going on? You
know? I used to buy that, but I don't. Because you know what? The way blacks say to each other is much worse.
You don't
worse.
Buy it now because you
is
have
much
no
worse.
Of the brain or you are so intelligent that you cannot understand
the way the blacks say it to each other, it's like saying, it's like the N-word in the traditional slavery sense where they're like, N-word, you're going to take this dick up your ass. You know? White people just say it like asshole or, you know, gay wad. Doesn't mean anything. But the way N-words say it to other N-words, it's like, Bitch, you're my slave. It's horrible. Actually, I think it's much worse. I used
wait
to buy.
Minute, wait a minute. Let me tell you. When a gay black man is ramrodding another gay black man and they use the N word, they are not saying, "Hello, slave, please."
Yes, they are.
Check your butthole with my penis and
yes,
go.
They are.
Hold the North for. No, what do slavery and gay sex butthole stuff have to do with each other? Nothing. You crazy.
Ain't.
That's a good comeback.
No, I mean, I can't. You have to really study these Coco Chanel porns, and you'll see what I mean is talking about. But you watch it, and it's like, and even on the, if you, I just don't buy it. You know, if you don't want white people to call you that word, then you shouldn't call it to each other.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you can tell me what I can call myself and my people. So now, once again,
they're
we got
not
a
your
white person
people.
Telling
they're
black
God's
people.
People.
We got a white person telling a black person what to do. Okay, so once again, it's basically verbal slavery.
Well,
you
listen, when you can't even work
the
goddamn Skype, what do you expect? You can't even work the Skype. You can't even answer your goddamn phone. Of course, somebody has to tell you what to do. It's not my fault that I'm white.
I was talking to strangers. I'm out there getting my swerve on. I'm drinking. I'm getting raped. I'm living my life. And if I want to call somebody the N-word, I call somebody the N-word, please.
Well, me too.
Great. That's fine. You can. But you cannot tell black people how to talk. I mean, come on. They can say whatever the damn hell they want.
Obviously.
I'm sure there's something that you say that offends, you know, that we would say, why do you say that? You know, but
like
we ain't
what?
Gonna say,
like,
I don't know.
My vagina itches? Like that?
Exactly. You know, that might offend somebody.
Well, then I won't say my vagina itches.
No, you will. You will say whatever you want because we in America, the world, country, power of the democracy. We can say whatever the damn hell we want.
But you don't even know how to say, you say the president is Osama bin Laden. That's just
start
ignorance.
Start a crack of my yours.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not very smart. Not very educated.
And so everything you say is educated and smart? I mean, why are you picking on me? Why don't you say, hello, welcome to my show. Would you like a kiki? I mean, come on, be nice, bitch.
Because I've been doing this show for 2 hours. I had a sex addict here who eats shit. And then...
If you don't want Lady Raptastic on your show, why'd you say
that? I want Lady Raptastic on the show, which is why I continued the show.
This is the first time she's been on your ground.
Yeah, it's the first time, so of course I wanted you on the show. But I've been doing the show for 3 hours now, and it gets a little... you know, I'm not a happy lady. If you hadn't noticed, I'm not Doris fucking Day. What do you expect? Just because Lady Raptastic's on the show, I'm going to be nice for once? That would be a good idea. Christ.
Yes. That's a good point.
That would make for a really interesting show, Groom, wouldn't it?
Touche. Well,
what's
none
your favorite color? Purple.
Black. Black. My favorite color is black. My favorite singer is India Ari, and my favorite human being is the wife of Osama bin Laden. What's his name? What's her name? The woman who looks like a man with the big teeth.
Oh, my God.
Obama, Lady Obama. She is so ugly, but I love her. She's so pretty in an ugly way.
Oh, my God.
Her teeth are about 2 feet tall. They're beautiful, you know? for a lovely black woman. She's very mad. You know, let me tell you, can I say this one thing? Everybody saying that Obama might be gay, and I think he is. Because
he is not gay. I've met him in person, and he did not
strike me. Obama not good. The only time Obama going to meet you is, you know, in a crowd of 3 million people, and you take a picture 400 feet away, please.
No, I've met him at the Starbucks.
Okay, now that I believe. Okay, moving on.
And therefore, he's not gay.
No, he gay because his wife is basically a man in drag.
That's Agatha eating his poop.
Yes.
Good question.
I'm sure. Why you gotta hate on our president's first lady?
She ugly?
She is not ugly.
Please! Just because you got a good hairdo and you tall and you can carry a lot of weight on your tall body don't mean you're pretty.
Honey, I have seen your MySpace page and I've seen your Facebook page. You're a disaster. You look like Raggedy Ann, but black.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much. Hey, I'm not a model. You know, I mean, the first lady of the world needs to be a model. Now, the Bush lady, she was beautiful.
She dressed like a goddamn Crate and Barrel ad.
And listen, she was as white as the driven snow, beautiful, perfect hair color, you know, eyeballs that a little bit too close together. Lovely woman. And she ain't got no big shoulder pad, bone arms like Osama bin Laden's wife do. I mean, she's like, I want to walk around and show you my biceps because she's the top in the relationship. She's the man. She's
How about the
man.
Fact that she is brilliant and that she is a role model for young women all over the world? She gave this wonderful speech when they visited England for that first European trip. It was amazing. You can watch this podcast on TED where they play it, and it's she's so inspiring to these young girls.
You just do is hate because of her looks. You just impressed, and the world is just impressed because she can speak English. Come on, that's the truth.
No, I think she's a role model, whereas you are.
Because she don't talk like me.
No, you're like a racist because she ain't fat like me. You're like a syrup bottle. You're a role model for syrup, honey, Mrs. Butterworth. She is a role model for generations to come, whereas you are a syrup bottle. Or a pancake mix. Take your pick. Some of us have evolved.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you calling me an unevolved monkey?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. If I was there, this motherfucker orangutan would take the back of your neck and shove it through your underarms. Please.
Well, you know, you ain't here, so now what? What's
No, because if I was there, I would steal that bike. How much is that bike?
I don't know. I got it. It's over 10 years old. It's like 15 years. I got it in 1996.
Was that when you were in college?
No, I was at Vassar in the 1960s. What are you talking about? I'm an old woman.
How old are you? God damn.
I just turned 60.
Happy birthday. All right, well, I can tell that this conversation needs to end. So I thank you very much for letting me pop up in your butthole.
Well, I think this was a wonderful debut for Lady Raptastic on my program. Yes. Now that I have her Skype, at least I know how to get a hold of that thing.
Yes.
Now that you have the correct Skype.
Well, it's the one I'm calling you on now, and I added you, and you should have accepted it, which you're probably too stupid to do. But I did do it, yeah.
Well, you know, stupid to you is people that know I'm not on the internet 24/7. So to that, I say thank you very much for the compliment.
Okay, well, go back to your honky tonk and do a shugavery for me.
All right, I get it. Sister, you'll be
goodbye, lady. Thank you. Cheryl, are you all right?
Oh my God, she done made me full of milk.
Okay. I think that's enough, Shogram.
I think that was a very short program. What a variety we've had on this program. Let's recap. Wow. Amazing.
You know, the problem is nobody's going to be able to listen to it because... because DreamHost won't allow people to download my long-ass shit.
If you want to put it on my server, you're more than welcome to, Nate.
155 minutes.
Do you need to put it on my server?
No, I'm going to put it on mine. I want people to suffer. It should be hard to get, you know what I mean? Like an iPhone. It should be hard to get. You should have to stand in line all night for it.
And God forbid, fulfill your contract.
Well, I could make it into chunks. Because I'll just say you have to suffer through this hour and a half of Hagatha, and then Lady Raptasta comes on, and then at the end of Hagatha, I'll be like, well, check tomorrow for the next episode with Lady Raptastic. They'll be like, God damn it, I listened to that fucking disease for an hour and a half for nothing. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Do what you want, Mary. I gotta go to sleepy, though.
You've been asleep for the past hour. You're in a blackout. All right, Cheryl. Well, thanks for being on the program. And not thank you for making me do a show, because it really is annoying to have to actually do things.
I love it.
Okay, well, pleasant dreams and get fucked. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
And what was it that J-Maids wanted me to play? What the fuck was it? I can't even see this fucking chat room. J-Maids, where is that goddamn thing? Where's the goddamn chat? I don't have the chat room on my screen. Sorry, I don't see it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. It was on the wrong tab. Sent it to Bloated Lesbian. Hold on. We're getting there. God, this is too fucking late. I'm going to be so wound up, I can't goddamn sleep. Okay, well, it was called Haggath Whore Remix. Whore? No. Subject. Haggath. Declan Channing. Wait, the sex counts. Oh, here it is. Haggath a Piss Cup Dance Mix. Is that it, J-Maids? Hold on, I can't see you. The screen is too small. Okay. Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. Yeah, okay. Now I'm going to have to be careful because this is in my mail program, which means I have to save it to the desktop or else it'll get deleted when I actually process the file. You don't know what that means. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Okay, where the Christ is it? Shit, I'm a cunt. Okay, I'm just a sex cunt. Okay, now we're going to do that. And then as soon as this song starts playing, I am so out of here. Goodbye, almost. We don't need that working. Don't need that working.
So anyway, I have to go to my shrink appointment. It's once a month for medication management. And I realize that one of my favorite haunts, one of my favorite little sexual places, was open for the summer. All along the lakefront of Chicago, they have outdoor toilets. It's at the end of Diversey. There's a parking lot, there's an outdoor cafe, and there's a driving range where the hot guys go and they knock balls off into the air and they all enjoy it. There's an outdoor toilet there that is a two-seater. It's got two stalls with a glory hole in between. So I got there, and sure enough, there's some Mary was over on the other side, and I sucked his dick for a little while, and then he sucked my dick for a little while, and then I got bored with him. And since it's only two-seater, you have to basically get rid of the other person if you want to have any more fun.
Right.
So I forgot how I did it. I drove him out just by coughing and making a lot of noise. Well, what's cool about that place is there is a urinal, and it's right next to the stall, and there's a peephole, and you can see the cute guys come in. And what I like to do is I like to get a styrofoam cup and push it down in the hole. And what happens, most of the guys, they come in, they see it, you hear them go, ugh. They know what it's there for. An 8-year-old came in and pooped. I got to see his butt. I wasn't real lecherous. I just kind of peeked a little bit, you know. I thought, well, it's been 3 hours. I'm ready to come. I want to get the fuck out of here. I had a ring around my ass. I had spider bites all up and down my legs because the spiders, they bite you and you sit there. In comes this gorgeous 6'2", 24, 25-year-old, and I see him peeing, and I'm like, oh, God, please let me come. Please let me come. Please let me come. He leaves. I go out, and he filled the thing to the top. Well, I know the listeners will think that I just grabbed it and just gulped it all down. I drank some of it and I jacked off. Probably about 3 mouthfuls. It had just been in his body. He was a good Samaritan, you know? He knew what it was there for. He knew. And he thought, you know what? I'll throw this guy a bone, literally. Well, not a bone, but I'll throw this guy some food. And it was great. It was a wonderful orgasm. Sometimes I get to pee and I finger my ass with it. I swear to God, I put 2 fingers down in the pee and then you finger your ass with it.
Trying to save you money, Nades.
I know, but I want a bigger displays.
Do you have
Why does everything end in AIDS?